Welcome, Rob, Lou, and Jake. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Hey.
Your music to me sounds a little bit like chilling out in summer, but now you've been touring in Germany in September, so maybe, yeah, didn't it feel a little bit too late for summer vibes?
No, when we got here, it was pretty hot, wasn't it? It was like a solid 26 degrees in some of the cities initially, and then it dropped. But yeah, nice summer vibes all the time.
Rob sagt, als sie hier angekommen sind, in München war es sogar noch ziemlich warm, da waren es noch weit über 20 Grad, und aber auch sonst findet er, Summer Vibes sind eigentlich immer gut. Und sie staunen hier ganz doll und hoffen, dass ich irgendwie richtig übersetze, weil sie natürlich nichts von dem Deutschen verstehen, was ich jetzt sage. Rob and Lou, the two of you have known each other since you went to school together. So I guess it all kind of just started like a school band?
Well, initially, I think Rob was doing quite a lot of writing on his own, and then I was like, Rob, can I come and play bass for you? And then we started doing a couple of local gigs.
It was well funny.
Whereby I played the kick drum whilst playing bass, and we played loads of like really bad covers.
It was like Mumford and Sons.
And then we were like, great. Yeah, we need to get a drummer. And then we ended up asking Jake if he knew any drummers, and Jake was like, obviously, like, looking over his shoulder like, yeah. What about me? So then Jake was like, yeah, I'll come for a practice. And then that was kind of how it started, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Apparently they used to go searching for drummers when they were really drunk on sort of like weekends. And I don't
get really drunk and ask everyone if they play drums. It's like... in the local pub. Mm-hmm.
So did they also like make a casting, like did you perform in the pub?
No, not in the pub.
Maybe do loads of tapping and stuff. I don't know really. You just kind of came up to me really drunk and said, yeah, do you know anyone? And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I can play. and then somehow it turned into a practice. I do, because I really didn't remember us chatting on the first day originally.
Neither did I, really.
But yeah, it somehow happened. It's good.
Sie haben mir gerade erzählt, eigentlich hat alles damit angefangen, dass Rob ein paar Songs geschrieben hat, und dann hat Lou gesagt, hey, kann ich nicht Bass für dich spielen? Und ja, dann haben sie erstmal ein paar Songs gecovert und irgendwann gedacht, wir brauchen unbedingt einen Drummer. Und haben dann betrunken abends im Pub lauter Leute gefragt, hey, kennt hier irgendjemand einen Drummer? Und sie haben unter anderem Jake gefragt, und Jake hat ihm gesagt, hallo, ich, ihr könnt auch einfach mich nehmen.
So yeah. Impressive.
I guess you can tell some of what I'm saying, can't you? Yeah. Rob, I've read that you lived in Zambia when you were younger. How come?
I think that's a miscommunication there. I never actually lived in Zambia. My dad and my grandparents did. So they, you know, sort of lived there for a while. So, yeah.
But did you hear anything from the music from Zambia?
Yeah. So my granddad has like loads of old records and stuff like that he used to play when we were young. And, you know, me and my sister would listen to him and stuff like that. And then like, it sort of like inspired to learn that sort of guitar playing. And I just love the rhythms and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was good.
Also sein Vater hat mal in Sambia gelebt, und dann hat er auf jeden Fall auch noch Aufnahmen gehört von der Musik von dort und war vor allem von den Rhythmen beeindruckt. Yeah, so now we talked a lot about your music already. Now, of course, we would like to hear a song of yours. Which song do you want to play for us?
Ooh, Loosen Up. Play Loosen Up. Yeah.
Also hören wir Loosen Up von Kasia.
I'd like to loosen up, forget about you. Ooh, ah, ooh. Oh, I'd like a new get up, something a bit like you. Ah, ooh. Like you. We'll keep on moving. Hold up my head so I can see the sunset. Try to forget, seeing she never listened. Oh. I'd like to change my mind, forget about you. Ooh, ah, ooh. I'd like to change my mind. Can't wait around for you. Ah, ooh, for you. We'll keep on moving. Hold up my head so I can see this sunset. Try to forget. Seeing if she never listened, holding on to it, she said. Seeing if she never listened, holding on to it, she said. I've got to loosen up. I'd like to loosen up. I've got to loosen up.
Cool.
Das war Loosen Up von Kasia, eingespielt hier im Detektor FM Studio. Und Rob, Lou und Jake von Kasia sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Hey, once again.
Hello.
Hello.
Like we've just heard, your songs have very positive vibes. And yeah, even if the lyrics get sad from time to time. For example, in your song Weekend, it gets rather sad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So why do you then still keep the positive sound for these lines?
It's always a challenge, I guess, to write like happy music. I think it's fun to write happy music as well. It sort of tests you as like a bit of a songwriter and stuff. And it's like kind of a nice remedy as well. You can sort of play it live and feel good about it rather than feeling so, like, you know, you don't want to be self-loathing all the time. So we're on tour quite a bit, aren't we? So we play these tunes a lot. So I want to feel good. I want to feel good. Yeah,
so, mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob sagt, ja, vor allem wollen sie sich natürlich als Band auch gut fühlen, wenn sie mit den Songs auftreten und wollen auch selbst ja einfach positive Gefühle dabei haben. How do you choose the topics for your lyrics at all? And who of you writes the songs?
Well, I kind of write some of the most of the lyrics and stuff. And I don't know, it just kind of depends. A lot of it just comes from just sort of like wandering around and hearing things and stuff like that. Oh, that's a cool line, or like looking at stuff, and you know, it's like, so it's just like regular situations, really. I think that's the only time when you actually sort of make music that you like, I think, is when you're just sort of like picking up certain bits from when you're walking around or something, so you're just jotting stuff down and things. So yeah, there's a lot of different places, really. So
Rob ist derjenige, der die Songs schreibt vor allem, und er bekommt die Ideen eigentlich überall im Alltag. Also er greift hier und da ein bisschen was auf und ja, an ganz verschiedenen Orten stößt er auf Themen, aus denen er dann Songs macht. You're touring through Europe until the beginning of November. Are you planning on working at your first album then after the tour?
Well, you go on.
We're not allowed to say, really. We're doing a lot of writing at the minute as well whilst we're on tour. So we're going to Amsterdam after today.
Tomorrow.
And we're doing some more writing there. We've already got a lot of stuff recorded already. But we're not allowed to say what exactly it's for just yet. But, you know.
Yeah.
At some point an album will be made, but we can't say when, unfortunately.
Jake sagt, sie dürfen es nicht so richtig sagen. Sie nehmen gerade schon jede Menge Songs auf und schreiben auch einige. Und genau, aber wann ein Album erscheint, dürfen sie noch nicht sagen. Aber ganz bestimmt kommt bald eins. And then once again, we've talked about it earlier, but also might be interesting for our listeners. Where does the name Kasia come from, your band's name?
Jake, do you want to do the honors of this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Kasia, We have this djembe drum, which is a traditional African drum, and they're made of cassia wood traditionally. So that was kind of the first thing. And then we've had loads of other things that were like, cassia just kept popping up, didn't it? So it kind of came from you guys originally, I think. But yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit weird though, wasn't it? When it was like, we kind of just were like, oh, it's a cool name, sounds good. And then, Jake got this like cool African drum, and then we looked in the inside and it was like, oh, it's made of cassia wood. And I was just like, that's a bit weird that.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
That's what.
No particular place.
Sie kannten den Namen schon und fanden irgendwie, dass er cool klingt und haben dann entdeckt, dass sie in einer afrikanischen Trommel, die sie total gern mögen vom Sound her, dass diese Trommel aus Cassia Holz gemacht war und außerdem ist auch noch die Freundin von ihrem Sound Engineer heißt Cassia und so hat sich alles zusammengefügt und sie dachten, dieser Name muss es sein. Okay, so one more song, I'd say. Which one will we listen to?
Ooh, Come and Talk.
Come and Talk von Cassia.
Coming to the war. Oh, hey, my little dove, get out your phone, receive too many calls. Oh, come on and talk, come on and talk. Come on and talk. Come on and talk. Just let me know. Oh, hey, my little dove, I can shelter and keep you warm. Oh, hey, my little dove, just let me know.
No,
you got time to talk. Oh, come on and talk. Come on and talk. Come on and talk. Come on and talk. Just let me know. And I wonder, I sit on walls and I wonder, what if I finally got a part in my life? I can imagine the color flickering over the water, talking the sounds of the summer, watching the sky.
Cassia mit Come and Talk, eingespielt im Detektor FM Studio. Und wenn Sie Lust bekommen haben, Cassia live zu erleben, gibt es dazu heute noch die Chance. Cassia spielen heute ihr letztes Konzert auf der Deutschlandtour im Täubchental in Leipzig. Danach geht's noch nach Holland, nach Frankreich, in die Schweiz und dann zurück nach England. Alle Termine ihrer Tour können Sie auch auf der Website von Detektor FM nachschauen. Dort gibt's auch die komplette Session von heute zum Nachhören und dann auch im Video zum Nachsehen. Danke, Cassia, für euren Besuch. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your tour.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.